Governor Doyle has just helped dedicate a $140 million biomed research facility in Wauwatosa. It'll be run by the Medical College of Wisconsin and the Children's Research Institute, which is part of Children's Hospital. The state of Wisconsin put $25 million into the project. Governor Doyle seems ready to pour more state dollars into biomed. He says his budget will include $2.5 million for a biotech alliance made up of five universities in the Milwaukee area. He also says there will be tax exemptions for the sale of biomaterial and more biomed research money at some campuses around the state. Doyle says, for one thing, biomed creates jobs.
I think anyone who looks at this understands that biomedical research and the kinds of jobs that come out of it are going to be a huge part of the American economy in the coming years. And Wisconsin is just very uniquely situated right now, because of investments that have been made over the years, but now as this is moving so much more rapidly, both at the University of Wisconsin in Madison, which is one of the world-class premier research centers, but increasingly the Medical College of Wisconsin has become one of the fastest-growing research centers.
Doyle also says the Marshfield Clinic and the Gunderson Clinic in La Crosse are significant biomedical research facilities. Doyle will release his full budget over the next few weeks, and lawmakers will look at whether the governor's promises add up. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.